Biden praises Trump admin for their work in securing ceasefire deal between Israel, Hamas. By Elizabeth Weibel on October 14, 2025. Former President Joe Biden praised President Donald Trump and his administration for their work in securing and getting a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas over the finish line. In a post on X, Biden expressed that he was deeply grateful and relieved that the 20 last living Israeli hostages held by Hamas had been released and finally reunited with their families and loved ones. While Biden acknowledged the work that Trump and his administration put in to secure the ceasefire and bring the remaining living hostages home, Biden pointed out that his administration worked relentlessly to bring hostages home. "The road to this deal was not easy," Biden said. "My administration worked relentlessly to bring hostages home, get relief to Palestinian civilians, and end the war. I commend President Trump and his team for their work to get a renewed ceasefire deal over the finish line." Biden continued, "Now, with the backing of the United States and the world, the Middle East is on a path to peace that I hope endures in a future for Israelis and Palestinians alike with equal measures of peace, dignity, and safety." Biden's post praising Trump comes as other Democrats such as Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, and former President Bill Clinton, also issued statements in which they acknowledged Trump and his administration. "I commend the enormous advocacy of the tireless hostage families, President Trump, his administration, and all who helped make this moment happen," Schumer said in a statement regarding the release of the hostages. In a statement, Clinton stated that Trump and his administration, Qatar, and other regional actors deserve great credit for having kept Israel and Hamas engaged until the peace agreement was reached. "I'm grateful that a ceasefire has taken hold, that the last 20 living hostages have been freed, and that desperately needed aid has begun to flow into Gaza," Clinton said. "President Trump and his administration, Qatar, and other regional actors deserve great credit for keeping everyone engaged until the agreement was reached." Breitbart News's John Hayward reported that U.S. officials had revealed that the United States would be sending roughly 200 troops to Israel, who will work along military personnel from Egypt, Qatar, Turkey, and the United Arab Emirates, UAE, in order to support and monitor the Gaza ceasefire deal. "They will work alongside military personnel from Egypt, Qatar, Turkey, and the United Arab Emirates, UAE, which were all involved in ceasefire negotiations." U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, will reportedly assign these troops to establish a civil military coordination center to provide logistical and security assistance to post-war Gaza, including protection for shipments of humanitarian aid. Breitbart News's Nick Gilbertson reported that Trump, along with the leaders of Egypt, Qatar, and Turkey, signed documents regarding the peace agreement between Israel and Hamas.